the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. V'hatofer shtei tefiros. V'holo kaima. If you just stitch two stitches, it's not going to remain. And any malacha that's not miskayim on Shabbos, it unravels by itself. So it's not a chayim on that. Omar Rabba Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shekoshon. It's talking where you tied, Rashi says, the ends of the thread, so it'll stay. Rashi. Since it's not going to remain, a malacha that doesn't have kiyum, it's not called a malacha. Shekoshron, shekosher, shnei roshei hachut. You tied the two ends of the thread together. So here, a few things. The Rambam holds that the entire purpose of tying it is in order that it should be niskayim, and therefore if you have three, it's only two stitches that won't remain if you have to tie them. If you have three stitches, then you don't have to tie it at all. And what's it called? Others hold that lamaisa, even three stitches you have to tie. And there's a shaila whether the tying over here is part of the malacha. In other words, the malacha of tofer is only a malacha if you tie also. Or it's just that it should be niskayim. And for the Gemara's mashma, obviously the first way. And the nafkamina would be by other malachas, where you don't need malacha miskayemis. Malacha miskayemis is part of malachas machsheves. Kilayim. If you have two stitches in kilayim, is that considered a chibur even without tying or not? So the Rambam holds that it's considered a chibur. You don't have to tie. Because only by Shabbos, where you need malachas machsheves, you need malachas kiyum. But it's a chibur even without the tying by kilayim. And the others hold no, that it's part of the malacha of tofer, whether it's three stitches, 10 stitches, it always has to be tied in order to be a malacha. And therefore by kilayim also you'd have to have it tied, otherwise it's not called tefira, it's not called sewing. Another nafkamina would be, when you tie it, you have to tie a kesher shel kayama, or even one kesher would be okay. If the whole idea is that the tefiro should stay, the tefiro shall stay, even though the kesher is not a kesher shel kayama. But if you need kshira together with tefiro, then you need a kesher that's called a kesher shel kayama also. Another nafkamina over here is, it has to do with other malachas too, if you were kosher a kesher shel kayama, how many isurim are you over? Since in order to be over on tofer, you have to also have a kesher shel kayama, are you chayiv only because of kosher or also because of tofer? If you don't need a kesher shel kayama, but you did one anyway, so some rishonim hold that you can only be chayiv for one malacha at a time. One ma'isa can only be chayiv one malacha. And others hold no, you could be chayiv more than one malacha even for the same ma'isa. Okay, go on. Hakorei amanas litvor, if you tear in order to sew, kriya b'mishkan mihave. Did kriya exist in the Mishkan? So Rabba Rav Zeira d'amri tarvayu, shekein yiriya shenofa bodarna korin ba, the tofrin osa. If you had a curtain that had a moth eat up a hole in it, so they had to tear it first and then sew it up. Because if you just sewed up the hole, it would get tzekvetched. It wouldn't look nice. Okay, Rashi, darna, tolas, the menakid bonekif cotton. It's a worm that, that makes a small hole in the material, the ogle, and it's round. But tzorech likroa lamato lamala, as hanekif, you have to tear the above and below, right, tehe, shalote atfira, suya kmatim kmatim. Well, it shouldn't be bunched up. Let's go on. Omar of Zutra. Tosus points out over here that where do we have tofer amanas korea amanas lit for shtei tefiros, right? The Gemara asks later on, where do you find tofer korea amanas lit for shtei tefiros? And the Gemara says, which where you made the you sewed things up and you sewed it in such a way that it was bunched up, and you had to tear it to put it back together. Says the Gemara over here didn't say that because we're looking where they had it in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they didn't do that. They didn't do things in a careless way. But there the Gemara is just looking for how could you have a malach on Shabbos where you just have the two tefiras. And even though by Nofel Darna, right, which is more Shchiyach than the Mishkan, there Lechor is more than two tefiras because you have to tear it a lot above and below, right? Even though in the Mishkan they didn't do two tefiros, but two tefiros is a shear. It doesn't have to be exactly as in the Mishkan. You just have to have what's it called, the same malacha, and then the shear, Mistam, is two tefiros. Omar Rav, Hamoseach Chut Shal Tfira B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas. If you, Rashi says what happened is like this. You had thread connecting two pieces of cloth, and the thread was extra long, and the two pieces of cloth separated. So now you pull the thread and put them back together again. Okay, the thread became lax and loose, and now you tightened it to bring the two pieces together. So you chayv mishum tofer, chayv chatas. Rashi hamoseach chut shel tefira beged hatofer va'omeg. So it was already sewed. The hiniach chut aroch, and the chut was longer than the cloth. V'nispardu shtei chatichos ha-beged zu mizu, and the two pieces of the beged separated, but the thread is still intact. They moved apart from each other. The mixtus, a little bit in the middle, they're separated. The chute hatfiros nimshachim, and the threads extend beyond the cloth. Umoseach es roshi achut lahadek olachaber zuhi tfiros v'chayv. It's like we're re-sewing it. So you're chayv. Okay. Halom me dover echod min hamagush chayv misa. And he also said, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the name of Rav, that somebody who learns something from a magush is chayiv misa, right? No matter what you learn from him, even if you learn divrei Torah from him, you chayiv misa. Ba'yodei lechashiv tkufos umazolos neino choshev also lesapre menu. And someone who knows how to make the calculations of tkufos of the seasons and mazolos, and does not make those calculations, you're not allowed to speak also lesapre menu. You're not allowed to speak b'shvacho. You're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to praise him. Megushta, what is a magush, that you're not allowed to learn anything from him? Ravu Shmuel, chad omer charshi, v'chad omer gedufi. One said it's a magician, and one said it's an amin who's aduk lavod zor. Tistayim de Rav, the omer de gedufi. Let's establish that Rav is the one who said that it's a min. The omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, omer Rav, halomi dover echod min amagush, chayiv misa. Rav said that if you learn anything from a magush, you chayiv misa. Right? Now, if Rav held the Isol Kedark de Charshi, if Rav held that a Magush is a magician, in the parsha of magic, right, it says you're not allowed to learn to do, but you're allowed to learn to know how to, to paskin, right, either as part of the Sanhedrin. You have to know if somebody comes before you and they did such and such a thing, is that called the magic that the Torah asked? So you're allowed to learn it, to know how lahavin lahoros, or according to Rashi says in Sanhedrin, you're allowed to learn it to warn your children and yourself not to do these things. So you're allowed to learn it to know what not to do, or to be able to identify somebody who did it who's chayiv misa, or who's over in Israel, or whatever. So therefore, what's it called? Since you're allowed to learn magic, lahavin lahoros, right, it must be that Rav held a magush as a min, who's aduk lavodazora. Him you're not allowed to learn anything from. But a regular magician you're allowed to learn from, because you're allowed to learn lahavin lahoros when it comes to magic. Tistai. Gemara says, yeah, you can establish that. Surashi. V'halome dover echem min ha-magush, min ha-mamshicho lavodazora. It's a min who has the ability to pull you to avodazora. Afilu dover dvar Torah asher lima. You're not allowed to learn Torah from him. V'hayudeya honi plash maisa sham inhu mar zutra mirav ki adodi v'garsinu. Right, Rav Zutra. These three things Rav Zutra heard at the same time from Rav, and he taught them over at the same time. So the Gemara brings all three down, things down. Am gusha damrina b'chol duchta Rav Shmuel pligiba. Right, we say all over that Rav and Shmuel argue about what a magush is. Chadam ar charshi mechashev v'chadam ar gedufi min ha'adik b'avodazara. A person who's constantly missionizing, a missionary. Right, if you hold these a mechashev, and there it says, what's it called? You can't even be found amongst you somebody who does these things. V'akshiv le'elmin elo shilmad lasos k'dei shetase. You can't learn it to do it, but mamish to know about it, you're allowed to. L'havin shetucha lamod v'hem v'myasa navi sheker l'fanecha shetavin shumachashi. The navi sheker does these things, right? You'll know that he's a magician. He's not a real navi. He's not really doing miracles. T'stayim de gedufehu hilka chol dvarav divrei avodah zarah v'yistalek me'olav shlo yashiyecha. And therefore, everything he says is avodah zarah, and even divrei Torah are going to be makariv you to him, and in the end, he'll pull you to avodah zarah. So lemaisa, that which you're not allowed to learn minus lehavin lahoros is only to learn it from a min. But to learn it from books or whatever, the Rambam himself learned minus, learned avodah zarah from books to be able to know what was awesome. So this, that you're not learn from an amgusha, is only from the person. But from the svarim or whatever, that you are allowed to learn even avodah zarah, even minus, to know how to paskin against it, or to know what it was, or to deal with it like that. Okay. Okay. Omer b'shimim ben Pazi, Omer b'shimim ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Kala yodea l'chashe b'tkufos u'mazolos, ve'eno choshev, alova kasev omer v'espoa l'ashem lo yabitu, ma'ise yodav lo ro. Right, a person who knows how to make the calculations of the seasons and the constellation, and he doesn't do it. So on him, the Pasuk says, was poel Hashem lo yabitu, they don't look at the maisim of the Rabbanu Shlom, maisim yodav lo ro. The Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonchanan, menayin she mitzvah ha'odam lechashiv tkufos mazo. How can you know there's a mitzvah to make these calculations? We'll see when we say what Rashi learns the calculations are. They're not necessarily the calculations of knowing when Rosh Chodesh is going to be or whatever. They're, according to Rashi, they're different calculations. She ne'emar u'shmartem v'asisem ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem le'enei ho'amim. Ezeu chochmo bina shi le'enei ho'amim. What's chochmo bina in the eyes of the nations of the world? And the Omer, they don't appreciate Torah, so where's the Chochman Bina, the Yid, in the eyes of the nations? And the Omer is a Chishuv Tkufos Umazolos. That's something they also can appreciate, and something can show them, Rashi says, and prove to them. Rashi. La'enei ho'amim, she'chochman nihanikeresi. Something you can see. She'mar Elohim simen l'dvorim. He shows that his calculations about the seasons are right. The calculations of the sun and the various constellations, Shemi'idim Kedvorim, they themselves show that he's right. Sha'omer Shana Zugashuma, the he came. He'll say this year is going to be a rainy year based on the seasons, and it comes out like that. Shana Zushuma, the he came. Or it's going to be a dry year, and Itaka is like that. Shekol Ha'itim Lefi Mahalach Hachama, because all the seasons go after the sun. The Mazolos Seha, how it goes in the constellations, where it is at what time of the year. Umoldo Seha, the Mazel, Toli HaKolithi Ashoa, Hamaschelis, the Shamish, Beknisa Sachama, the Mazel. And it all depends where the sun is at, in that constellation at the time that it rises or whatever, right? So there's a lot of things that happen on the earth are dependent on the sun and dependent also on the Mazolos. And those are things that you can show the Goyim. The that's the bring gishamim.
I don't understand.
No, that's the key to bring gishamim. That's what the pasuk thereof says. That he was a quote says there will be rain or there won't be rain. Right? It has nothing to do with understanding. The what's it called? What we had before, Moseachut Tvira. That if you pull the thing out and what's it called? That's only the Ran says something that's not made to do like that. Sometimes you have a purse that has a drawstring. That's not called sewing, right? Since it's made to open and close to be Moseach and then to Betzefesh, that's okay. And the Mordechai says no. Even with that, as long if the holes are small and it looks like sewing, it's still awesome. The only time it's mutter is if you have like eyelets or big holes where it doesn't look like sewing at all. There it clearly is just a drawstring. The Rambam learns that this is not what Rashi says, that you pull the string, pull the thread in order that the pieces come back together. But it's preparing the thread for sewing. The Beis Yosef said that sometimes the thread gets tzekvetched, it gets bunched up, and you pull out the thread to be able to sew with it. So even though you're not sewing anything, that's called mitzorchei hatfira. It's a shitas harambam in many things. That something that's part of the process of a malacha is the malacha itself, even though you didn't do anything. For instance, they say the magis, stirring something, even if it's all fully cooked, right, is considered part of the process of cooking, and even if you don't cook anything, but you do that maisa, that's called cooking. So here also, the Rambam says that it's part of the process of sewing, and therefore you're chayiv for doing that, even though you didn't sew anything yet. And what's it called? The chayodim says, not mistaver, that just for pulling out a thread and making it straight, that you should be chayiv achatas. So he says that what's it called? What the Rambam means is that when you sew, a lot of times you have to pull the garment tight apart to make the sewing straight. That's what the Rambam means. That's part of the sewing process, even though you're not actually sewing. Okay? It says the Ravid in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, many learn that this is going, not like Rashi, but it's going on the Cheshbonos of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ravid says that he doesn't argue with the Rambam in those halachas because he doesn't know too much about it. Neither did his Rebbeim. And the Rambam claims to know a lot about it, so he doesn't start up with the Rambam in those halachas. Mashma, that not everybody has to learn these halachas. In other words, the Ravid didn't, and his Rebbeim didn't delve into them. If you have the chush, that's what it says, hayodeya. Some people are not mathematically inclined. So they don't have a chush in this area of Torah. It's mashma, there are areas of Torah you have a chush in, and you could do things in an area that's not. And it says also the saper, the shvacho, because since he's not megala shevach Hashem, through his cheshbonos, you're not allowed to be mishabeach him. Right? Beyond that, the Torah Tumima says that the cheshbon shows that the shemesh and yoreach are not free-will beings. They're things that just happen by according to cheshbon, which you can make, you can ascertain the cheshbon. So obviously they can't be gods. So you're bringing shevach to the Rabbanu Shalom by showing the sun and the moon and the constellations are not gods by making these cheshbonos. So Mela, somebody who doesn't do it, who could do it, you don't be mishabeach him either. Go on. Hatzad tzvi, Tana Rabbanan, Hatzad chilazon, vehapotso, eino chayev ela achas. A person who captures a chilazon, and then he squeezes out the blood, he's only chayev one chatos. Rabbi Yehuda omer chayev shtai. Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayev two chatos. Shahaya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzia Bechlal Disha. Because he holds you're not only Chayef for Tzeda, for capturing the, what's it called, the Chilazon, which everybody holds, you're also Chayef for Tzia, for squeezing out the blood, because squeezing out the blood is like Disha. You're extracting the inner thing from the outer shell, just like by threshing. Amrlo ain't Tzia Bechlal Disha. They said to him, no, Tzia is not part of Disha, right? And we'll see in one second why. Amar Rava, my time at the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan hope Psi is not Bechlal Disha? Sounds very similar to it, right? Taking out the inner thing from the outer thing. Kesavri ain't Disha l'dule karka. They hold that Disha is only by things that grow from the ground and not by chilazon. Samar says, v'lechayiv nomi mishum netilas neshama. Bechayiv also because you're killing the chilazon, right? By taking out its blood. Amrav Yochanan Shepatzo Meis, talking where you took it out when he was dead already. Ray died. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Shepatzo Chai. Even talking where you took out the blood while it was alive. Misasik Huetzel Natilus Neshama. Lemaisa, you don't want it to die. Right? You would rather it alive. What's it called? Let's get it yet. You're not interested in it dying. You just want to take out this blood. And this blood is not the lifeblood. This blood is in a sack. Rashi says, Tosa says, where you take this blood out, it's mifkid pocket, it's in a sack, it's like in a squid, it has a dye that that squirts out, that's not really this, what it's called over here, blood, doesn't mean the blood that goes in its system. It's another liquid that's contained within but it doesn't kill it. So you're not chayiv for taking out the blood. Lechora Tosa says, if you take out blood from a person, even if you don't take it out, you make it coagulate inside, make a bruise. A black and blue mark, you're chayiv, because you've taken blood out of the circulatory system. And the blood is the nefesh. That's called metilas neshama. So why aren't you chayiv here? Forget about killing the thing. Just taking the blood out. He says, Tosa says, not, this is not the blood that's in circulation. It's a blood in a separate sack, right? But when you take that blood out, you usually kill the thing also, right? But you're not taking blood out of circulation. So your intention is not to kill the animal. Your intention is to get the this blood sack out. The fact that it kills the animal, that's a side thing. It says, "Va'avayu v'rova damri tarvayu moda ribshim psikreishav aliyamos." Lamaisa, you may not be mechavin to kill the animal, but it's going to be a direct result. Right? It has to happen. That's a psikreishav. So lamaisa, what's it called? You're going to be chayav because of psikreishav. So why aren't you chayav also because of tchilas neshama? Shani hocha the kama de isbe neshama tvei nichale ki hechi de litzot tzive. Now over here, it's not, it's a psikreishav, but it's a psikreishav de lo nichale. You don't want the animal to die. Not just that you don't care if it dies or not. You don't want it to die. Because the blood that you extract from this sack is fresher with the animal when you take it out when the animal's alive. If the animal already died, that die is not as good a die. So you want the animal to remain living. So we see Rashi, how Rashi learns this. Enochayev apotso. Dochek biyodav shietze dami. You squeeze out the blood. Eino chayev ala achas, mishum tseva. You're only chayev for capturing. Aval apsiyo leka chiyuv. You're not chayev for the squeezing. Bichlal disho, shemafarik damo heimenu, kemafarik tvua mikashin shalom. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're chayev two chatos. One for tseda and one for potseya, for disho. Misasik huetzel until shashama. So the Gemara asks, lechore, should be chayev also for killing the thing? Right? Disha, okay, there's a machlokas if yesh disha shalobik dule karak or not. And say that everybody holds your chayiv, but you should be chayiv also for killing it. Kolomar legabi netilas neshama havi mesasek v'dover acher v'lo havi meleches machsheva sheino meskaven shiyomos. So Rashi says legabi netilas neshama you're not going to be chayiv because you're mesasek, meaning that not Rashi Tosa says doesn't really mean mesasek. It means sheino meskaven. You're not mechavin to kill the thing. Okay, sheino meskaven shiyomos. So the Mara says that's very nice, but even sheino meskaven is chayiv b'psikreisha. And here, when you squeeze out that blood of that sack, you inevitably kill the chilazo. So Mar says, no, tvei nichale, shadam hachai tov midam hames. If you squeeze out the dye when the animal's alive, it's better than if you squeeze it out when it's dead. V'chivan t'chol ashram eskavim v'torech l'shomro sholiyomos v'yado. And since his whole intention is that the animal should remain alive as long as possible, afilu meis ein tan ala misasik. Even if it dies, it's only misasik. The chimoda Rav Shimon midelo ichbesle. When does Rav Shimon say that psikreisha is chayiv? When you don't care one way or the other. Then, if it's a psikreisha, you're chayiv. Imis rame umiu ichavni lo mechavni. You're not mechavni bedafka against it. But a psikreisha delo nichale, right? A psikreisha where you're bedafka mechavni not to do that, then you're what's it called? You're potter. We'll see in 1 second why. The litzot tzive garcina shetei maris tzivot tzlula. Because it's a clearer, brighter dye. When, what's it called, when they take it out when the animal's alive. So Tosfos here learns, first of all, what's the reason by eno miskaving, anapsikresha, where you dafka don't want it, right, that you're potter, because malacha shen tzrich legufa. And this basically follows a keset mishnah, or a benu avrom, then a ramon says the same thing, I think he says it. Right, they ask a question like this, what's the difference between psikresha, which you're chayiv on, according to Rav Shimon, right, surely according to Rav Yehuda, and Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, Rav Shimon says you're potter. What's the case of Psikresha? What's the case of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? You dig a ditch in order to get the offer. You don't want the ditch, you just want the offer. That's Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa and you're potter. What's Psikresha? Right? You drag a bed across the ground and you make a ditch. Right? Lechari, you don't want the ditch there either. You just want to drag the bed. And there, we say it's a psikresha, it's a heavy bed, and you're chayiv. But if you dig a ditch, and you only want the offer, right, then you're potter. So one of the chilukim they make is this idea of kavana misnagedis. When you drag a bed, you're not even thinking about the ditch, right? And inevitably, there's going to be a ditch, so you're chayiv, because it has to happen. So the mice of dragging the bed is the same mice as digging a ditch. Mashenkim, where you have kavana to dig a ditch, but you don't want it for the reason it was in the Mishkan. You bedafka want it for something else, that's called kavana misnagedis. Similar to the fact that if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't need kavana to a mitzvah. But if you have kavana keneged, you're not yotze. Same thing over here. You don't need kavana to be over a malacha. As long as it's a psik resha, it's as if you had kavana. But if you have kavana bedafka for something that wasn't in the mishkan, then that takes away the chiyuv. But that's only the nela of the psik resha, is only where you didn't have kavana misnagedes. But over here, you can't say that, well, I just want to take the blood out of the animal. I don't want to kill it, right? Because that's a psik resha. But if I bedafka am thinking about not killing it, that's kavana misnagedes. I don't want it to die. I want it to remain alive. That's not a psikresha anymore. Psikresha is only where you don't have any kavana at all, legabe the thing that comes from the maisa you're doing. But if you have kavana for that thing, but for a different reason than it was in the Mishkan, then that's already melacha shein tzricha leguf. So that fits in very nice with this tosis. Okay. Anything else here? No. Okay, we'll stop here. The next 2 days, tomorrow and Sunday, I won't be here. I'm going away, and I'm giving you into the hands of Rav Aryeh. I'll be back in Yisrael Monday night.